China has become the third largest automotive market in the world, behind only the United States and Japan, and the Chinese buy more cars every year. Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com, just returned from the Beijing Auto Show. He says you just have to look at the streets to see evidence of the car boom.
As you look around, you see billboards, just amazing amount of ads promoting every sort of luxury good, from fancy cell phones to the latest automobiles. And you do see a lot of cars. The roads are filled.
What does that do to traffic?
Well, traffic is an issue over there. There are a lot of downsides to the Chinese car boom. It has driven up demand for steel along with their construction boom. It's certainly causing them to try to figure out where they're going to get all the oil to fuel all these cars that are going on the roads over the next few years. And so the Chinese are having to start to consider the idea of passing fuel economy standards. And then there's the issue of emissions. Up until recently, they really didn't worry about that. Heck, they had so much coal pollution, why should they worry about what was coming out of the tailpipe? And you're starting to see them pass strict new emission standards. Soon they will be at a level matching what European automakers are required to do with tailpipe emissions.
Now, when you look out at the street at some of these cars, what kinds of cars do you see?
When car makers first thought that they'd have a market emerging in China, they started looking at things like Chrysler's prototype called the CCV, or China Concept Vehicle. This was a plastic mobile with a two-stroke lawnmower-type engine that they thought they could build for $3,000 or $4,000.
It's a golf cart.
Surprise, surprise. What they've come up with is a market that's actually, on average, buying more expensive cars than they are here in the United States. So the Beijing Motor Show this year saw the debut of, let's see, Jaguar, Maybach, Aston Martin, Cadillac. But for the consumers that are finally starting to reach income levels where they can also think about cars, there's a second class of automobile, mostly being developed by homegrown Chinese car companies like Geely and Chery. And these are small, very inexpensive vehicles, in some cases not much more than a cab put on a slab frame that you might call a pickup truck. And those are vehicles that may be sold for as little as $3,000 or $4,000 and could be used for both business and for hauling the family around after hours.
You went to this auto show in Beijing, and I gather that makes you somewhat lucky. There were a lot of people who were turned away.
The word is about 500,000 tickets have been sold for the Beijing Motor Show, Auto China 2004. I'll tell you what, there are lines of people standing around hoping to scalp tickets. That's how big the demand is.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com, and he just returned from the Beijing Auto Show. Thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.